I am silver and exact. You cannot see through me or into me or over me because I am not here, but in so much as you want me to be here. And so I am you, reflected. A man once told me I was beautiful. I thought he meant he was beautiful for having me. I bent over him as he lay on a wood floor with his pants around his knees. He put his hand through my hair, draped down into my face, and said, "There you are. You look like your picture now. I can see you." So I waved my hair like feathers or rain or a rippling chandelier with a thousand tiny blonde mirrors. Then I kissed him and stroked him. I said mean things. I refused him, left him naked on his floor with his pants around his knees, as if this might be the lesson, the one thing he needed. Now he would understand. And when I stood and tidied the mess I'd become, he lay on his floor watching me complete myself. When he rose from the wood, he was a slow gallant, rising from a place I'd never been or could ever know to be, and he recognized. He could see my lost girl on the trail look, my road weariness. He pulled pants to waist, then took my hand and pushed back my hair. He said, "It doesn't have to be like this." I puckered for him. I gave him a long lash eye. I left that man standing on his hard wood. Well, at least I left him while his pants were on.